It's Lissa and I'm talking to Bonsall-based nature photographer Alex Hyde, five of whose images have been selected for this year's Wild Nature Calendar and Diary, edited by Bamford-based photographer John Beattie. Well, Alex, I can't believe it's a year since we spoke this time last year. What we wanted to do today was take one of the photos that I absolutely love and get you to describe it to our listeners and then talk a bit about the process that you went through to take it and a bit about your philosophy. So can you just tell us the title of the photograph and describe, paint us a picture?
Okay, well, this is a photograph of velvet shank fungus, and I discovered it in November in the middle of some rather damp, shady woodland when it didn't really seem like there was that much about in the way of subjects for me. But I saw this orange thing almost glowing at me like a beacon through the trunks, and as I got closer I saw, yes indeed, it was velvet shank fungus and growing quite high above head height. So to get the picture I had to get in right underneath and look up the length of the trunk, and it gave me quite a unique view of the underside of this fungus. So in the picture we can see the radiating gills from underneath and the milky winter sunlight gently backlighting the parasol, so each of them sort of glowing with a beautiful orange hue.
To me, they either look like they could be jellyfish under the sea or spaceships landing.
Yes, they've got a rather out-of-worldly look, and it was a bit of a contrast to the surroundings at that time of the year. As I said, it was, yes, winter in the woods in England, and it was lovely to see this burst of colour. And I was very attracted to the structural elements in the composition. You've got the very defined circles of the caps as well as the radiating gills. So it's as much a study in lines as it is the colour of the orange fungus.
And you're, as I said, based in Bonsall, and two of your passions are the very small things in life and the local things, aren't they?
Absolutely. So this is a patch of woodland that I'd say is about 10 minutes away from where I live. And this fungus can be found across Britain, actually. So there's a good chance that anyone could go and discover this fairly near to where they live. And I do happen to know that there's a few dead trees in the vicinity that often erupt with this particular species each year. But you just have to keep an eye on them to see when they're at their best, because the slugs and snails quickly come out and nibble these toadstools to bits. So sometimes they're only at their best for a few days.
And we were talking earlier, you said you've had a baby, so congratulations.
Oh, many thanks.
And that means that you're staying even closer to home with your photography.
Well yeah, sometimes, especially with a new baby, even if you've got fungus 10 minutes away, that seems quite a long distance. So I have been doing ever more photography in the back garden. And it's been really interesting, actually, a bit of a challenge to begin with, but it's opened my eyes to the wonderful world in my garden pond, absolutely teeming with interesting subjects, some of them so small that I've been photographing them on microscope slides. But once again, just looking for these bright colours and interesting structures.
And if people want to see more of your work, I mean, obviously they can buy the Wild Nature Diary and Calendar.
Well, that's a jolly good idea, I think.
Obviously. Yeah. But where else can they see your work?
I have many of my pictures exhibited in the Visitor Information Centre in Bakewell, the Tourist Information Centre, along with a few other photographers who are good friends of mine. And also on my website as well, I'm always updating it with my latest finds. So I try to keep a pulse going there too. So that's alexhyde.co.uk.